You're with SBS Radio.
September 12th is National Are You OK Day. Basically, Are You OK have four key messages about how to check in on a friend, a family friend, a family member, and just anyone in particular. It could be a stranger. And their four steps are simple and easy to actually go by, and anyone can do it. The first step is ask the question, are you okay? So about checking in on anyone, about, hey, are you okay, and asking the question. Secondly, the next step is about listening. So a big thing that we tend to do is ask people how they're going, but we don't really listen. So the next step is obviously listening, and listen effectively. Third step from that, after listening, is no matter what's happened, no matter what they've said to you, you know, you obviously don't judge anyone, and listen and understand that you just have to sit there and listen. And then understanding the third step is encouraging action. So no matter how big or small you believe the situation is, that person needs somebody to listen about whatever it may be that is upsetting them. When we say encourage action, it's about getting them the right appropriate help. And it could be someone as simple as a family member. It could be someone, a trusted person. It can be their best friend. It could be a GP, a psychologist, a psychologist. It's about making sure that that person has the right help to obviously move forward. The last step, step four, checking. It's about making sure that no matter what they've said to you, no matter how it's gone, no matter whether they've said they're fine, you might ask another time and you might check back in to make sure, because they might not be in a safe place to tell you exactly how they're feeling. They may have told you how they're feeling, you've got them the right help and they've gone and seen somebody. But it's about going back and checking in on that person and making sure that they know that you're there and you care. And when you do that, it can lift a lot of weight off that person's shoulders just by simply checking back in on them. Yeah. So that's the four steps that Are You OK go by. September 12th is National Are You OK Day. Even though September 12th is National Are You OK Day, I believe every day should be Are You OK Day. It should be as simple as asking anyone and everyone, are you OK? And by doing that, we're enabling people to have a safe space to actually talk about how they're feeling.
Because most of the time, signs go unnoticed, and whereas people might be living next to someone who has really difficult issues that they are not talking about, and they end up talking their life, whereas just a simple question like, are you okay, could help alleviate someone's burden and get them to open up and talk about the issues and find solutions. Now, when it comes to suicide prevention, some figures that come up regularly and that are really disturbing is that when it comes to First Nations communities, the rates are really alarming. How is the campaign targeting First Nations people?
In regards to the campaign of Are You OK, they've got a convoy that's going around Australia, and they left about 8 weeks ago and get back into Sydney September 12th. They've been able to go to different communities from all over Australia. So they've gone into the backyards of Australia and they've talked to absolutely anyone and everyone. And after that, I did 3 weeks on the road, and I was fortunate enough as a proud Aboriginal man to go into some communities and talk to Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people about the Are You OK four steps, and being able to just get that awareness up there and to let them know that people do care, people do want to hear their voices, they want their voices to be heard. So with Are You OK, being able to go out to communities that, you know, some communities I had never heard of, to be able to go into some of those communities, to be able to talk to them, to be able to give them that safe space, that safe time, to be able to have that conversation, just to empower them and give them the knowledge it takes just to be able to help someone, it was unbelievable. It was extraordinary to be able to go into some of these places that I went to. And then when I left, I went from Brisbane across through Queensland, through the top end of Northern Territory, across to Perth. I left Perth and come back to Sydney. I left from Perth and come back to Sydney. But they continued from Perth down to the south of Australia, across to Tasmania, back up the east coast, back into Sydney. I have been able to go into these communities and to be able to spread that message. And the importance of, you know, we do it in our community in the eastern suburbs where I'm from, but to be able to have these four steps from Are You OK and have them three yellow cars pull into some of these communities, it was enabling that community just to have a conversation. And that conversation was just about Are You OK and how to help a friend or a family friend or a family member or a stranger, and just have that question on, hey, how are you? Are you OK? So to be honest with you, yeah, that is one campaign, and then have another campaign for Stronger Together, and that is an Indigenous-based campaign that helps to be able to look after our mob, to be able to look after each other, yeah. And it has the appropriate language to be able to interact with our community, our mob, and it helps from a different angle of, you know, how we would interact and have a conversation with a loved one, whether it's Nan, Pop, an uncle, an auntie, or, you know, simple son, daughter, mum or dad. The Stronger Together campaign, it was a massive hit when we were going through some communities that they loved that we had that Indigenous campaign, Aboriginal campaign, and it was something that, you know, straight away I could see that they identified and recognised when they seen it. Like, that is cool, and that was, you know, just to be able to have that resource for them was amazing.
And the campaign has actually some advice for individuals, corporations, all communities, everyone to do a bit for during this period. And the yellow color is one of the themes that is being displayed in these campaigns. Tell us about what individuals, some examples of things that little things that individuals or corporations could do to raise awareness about this.
So a simple thing that people can do to raise awareness is just, you know, basically, oh well, wear yellow, you know, have the four steps of IOK in the middle of the website, have the four steps up around your workplace, in your school, in your community. And basically, I know the IOK, they do have a store where you can get merchandise to be able to hand out and give away, and they obviously you pay for. But the biggest thing would be about, you know, just a simple printout with the IOK logo and just letting people know that this is what IOK is, this is the four steps, and just having a yarn, just having a basic little sit-down chat and listening. When you go through the four steps, it is so powerful, it is life-changing. And the more we educate people on how to do that, yeah, and the organisations that do partner in helping with people's well-being, I think it's critical, because the more we get about, you know, having the AOK messages out, they also link up people with other services. So when we were going to Australia, we were able to call in other services that actually help deal with you know, people's mental health. And basically, we were able to link communities up with, you know, for example, Headspace, for example, other organisations that we were that we knew of in the area, got them to come out to an activation that we had, and got their face out there, so people in the community knew exactly that, yeah, we're doing a convoy around Australia, but we're linking them up with people that work in this space in their area. So that was a good thing about the convoy as well. So we were able to get services that are in that area to come out and be a part of our activation and our messages. But to celebrate IOK Day, I would love to see organisations, schools, communities, councils, just having the yellow IOK signs up, having the four steps, and letting people know that, you know, it's a safe place to be able to have a chat. If there's any issues, speak up. No issues, still speak up, because you have a voice and it needs to be heard. The biggest thing that I have noticed, and the biggest thing that I can tell anyone and everyone, is the RUOK four steps. They're simple and easy. It's one, ask AOK, two, listen, three, encourage action, and four, check in. By doing them four simple steps, you will see how you're able to help someone. But the most important thing that I know from these four steps is you are able to change your life, and if not, at best, you will save a life just by doing these four steps.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.